Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, the 1st of May, 2019. It's May Day, International Workers' Day, which actually began right here in the United States. It's celebrated all over the world, except for right here in the United States for some reason. So it is May Day, and May Day celebrations are taking place in a lot of different places. Right now, the corporate media is being dominated by the Barr hearing before Congress, and they're giving them a real grilling, and they're not getting anywhere with it. Venezuela is almost off the news. I mean, Fox News is running a story that there are new clashes in Venezuela. But as of right now, it looks like the attempted coup d'etat has fizzled. So we'll get into that in just a little bit. Meanwhile, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And Sam is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions here. Also, looks like they had a real bad day on the Dow. All right, let's get on into it because, again, there's a lot going on here, and the focus, at least here, is going to be on Venezuela. Maduro's congratulating his military for defeating the coup attempts as Guaido calls for more protests. So he's still trying to keep that going. But remember, the first indicator that the coup had gone off the rails was when some of his key supporters and backers started showing up at embassies of other countries and asking for asylum, which they were given. But Guaido is still out there calling for an uprising. And again, looks like far more people are in the streets supporting him than opposing him. And let's see. Article coming out of South Front saying that the U.S. hybrid war on Venezuela has entered a hot phase. Yeah, that does seem to be it. So you've got Guaido was on a video yesterday, self-declared interim president of the country, calling for a military uprising. Guaido was flanked by heavily armed men, claiming that he had backing from the military and that the video was filmed at the Generalissimo Francisco de Miranda Air Base in the capital, Caracas. That turned out to be a little bit less than accurate. He wasn't able to get into the air base, so they just found another location. Now, opposition politician Leopoldo Lopez, who'd been held under house arrest for inciting violence, appeared along Guaido, and he claimed that he had been released by the military. Then later in the day, he showed up at the embassy in Chile with his family and asked for asylum. So the U.S. immediately declared its public support for the coup attempt at the highest level and once again threatened the country's legitimate government with military action. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called the actions of Guaido and his armed supporters a quest for freedom and democracy. In other words, the usual bovine excrement we get shoveled at us every time the U.S. overthrows somebody else's legitimate government. Eric Prince is still running around Washington, D.C., pitching a plan to privatize the coup against Venezuela using his latest Blackwater-inspired mercenary empire. He's saying with about 5,000 people that he could definitely topple Nicolas Maduro. Okay, we got callers coming in on the phones lines now. Let's start with Sovereign Man in Freedom Land. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Greetings, Mike. Let me say this. May Day. Happy birthday, Illuminati. You got one of those Federal Reserve notes?
Somewhere around here.
Yeah, if you pull that out and flip it over, you know those two symbols on the back? At the bottom of the pyramid, it has the Roman numerals for 1776.
Yes.
And the Illuminati, those are symbols for the Illuminati, a.k.a. the corporation. And It was established May 1st, 1776, just a few years before, I mean, a few months before the so-called Declaration of Independence.
Okay, well, I was unaware of that part of it. I'm not seeing the Roman numerals, though. What I'm seeing underneath the pyramid is Novus Ordo Seclorum.
Oh, no, it's at the bottom of the pyramid. It has M-C.
Oh, it's on the bottom of the pyramid. I see it now. Yep.
Yeah, those are the Roman numerals for 1776.
Okay, well, good little thing to know.
Yeah, there's a guy, his name is Doc Marquis. He's a former, well, I would say he's like a sixth generation Illuminist, but he's former Illuminist. And I think the video is called The Eye of the Phoenix. And he talks about, you know, the symbols on the back of the dollar bill and how all that came about. And pretty interesting video.
Yeah, a lot of symbolism back then. Of course, many of the founding fathers were Freemasons and deists. So they were trying to put symbols in there that would appeal to pretty much everybody in the newly created country. Anything else?
Well, it's not just back then. It's still today. It's all around us. You just got to have eyes.
Except for the emojis on our cell phones, most ordinary people just don't pay as much attention to symbols today as they did back then.
Yeah,
mostly because symbols existed at a time when literacy wasn't that high.
Right. And if you weren't that literate, but you knew the secret handshake, you'd get a job.
Yep. Okay.
Blessings, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and switch over to Jim in Illinois. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Okay, I am not a Democrat. I am not a Republican, and this is why I'm stating that. I have read the Mueller report. I have watched the entire hearing today. And after watching the hearings and also after reading the Mueller report, Attorney General Barr is not the Attorney General for the United States. He is the Attorney General and lawyer for Donald Trump, and he's protecting him. And that is so obvious. I mean, he was able to say certain things, but basically he was tap dancing, not really telling the truth, and making excuses, which tells me something went on in the White House. Something continues to go on. Donald Trump should be impeached. Obviously, people in his campaign are acting like a crime syndicate. Even the White House attorney who resigned.
Well, I mean, the entire government is operating like a crime syndicate these days. It's hardly unique to the White House.
Well, I would agree with that.
Now, I watched a little bit of the hearings. I wasn't able to watch them all because I was doing show prep. And we're going to be talking about the hearings here in a little bit after we get through the international news. The sense I got was that Barr was feeling very defensive because he was under verbal attack from all these lawyers who wanted to grill him. And he knew going on in it was going to be a grilling. But apparently, Robert Mueller is saying that Barr's summary of the Mueller report was accurate, that in point of fact, it was the corporate media's reporting on the report that was inaccurate and giving a false impression. So we're going to have to be really very careful. And inasmuch as the unredacted report has not been made public, none of us, not you, not I, has actually read it yet.
Well, it's going to be interesting when Mueller comes to Capitol Hill and testifies. This is what I believe, and I am a historian when it comes to the Watergate hearings. Watergate started off slow, but by the time it was over, Nixon had no choice to resign. I'm not saying Trump is going to resign, but the truth is going to come out when the American public see it in black and white what's going on Capitol Hill. And that's what I'm waiting for.
Well, you seem to be coming into this discussion with a great deal of prejudice. You're guessing that you know something was going on without actually having the evidence.
Michael, wait a second. I'm not being taking sides. I'm just seeing the evidence coming out. That's what I'm saying. Did you read the Mueller report?
I read part of it, and basically it said, well, I've read Barr's summary of it.
And said, well, that, Okay. I read the entire thing, all 480-some pages. I read the entire thing. And after reading that, it tells you the reason Donald Trump was not indicted, because he's a sitting president. If he was a citizen, he would be in jail right now. And again, I'm not a Democrat or Republican. I can criticize the Democrats just like I'm criticizing Republicans and Donald Trump. My concern is the country. We're so divided, and nobody really wants to tell the truth.
Well, over the weekend, I'm going to get around to reading the Mueller report, or at least as much of it is out there. But I don't want to jump to any conclusions here, specifically because what I'm hearing from the Democratic side is we don't care what Mueller says. We don't care what Barr says. We know there's got to be something there. We know we've got to impeach. And, you know, I don't want to get us everybody rushing headlong in that direction before we know for a fact what is going on. And
I would
know that Mueller was, you know, very hostile towards Donald Trump. I don't know about Attorney General Barr, but I don't see Mueller covering up for Trump. I think Mueller, if Mueller had actually found something, he would have come out with it. But we're now hearing that it was known inside circles going all the way back to August of last year that Mueller couldn't find anything.
I would agree with that. But again, let's agree with this. Let's just wait and see what happens. Also, I also agree they should have gone after Hillary Clinton.
I agree with that one, certainly. I mean, much more there with Hillary Clinton. There's Uranium One. There's the Clinton Foundation. And it is astounding how the Clintons can just keep getting away with what they're getting away with, and nobody will touch them. Anyway, Jim, we're going to let you go. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Getting on back to Venezuela. Now, this is speculative, okay? But two aircraft carriers have left the port. The USS Eisenhower and her escorts have left Virginia and were last seen sailing south. The USS Roosevelt and her escorts have departed San Diego and were also seen heading south, presumably toward the Panama Canal. And the speculation is that these two carrier groups are heading for the coast of Venezuela. Now, the U.S. government is already out there screaming, pointing fingers, these people are to blame for our coup d'etat not working out. You're not letting us have our fun. And apparently Trump yesterday was threatening to tighten the already tight embargo around Cuba if Cuba does not remove its military people from Venezuela. And Carlos Fernandez de Cossio, Cuba's Director General of U.S. Affairs, said the U.S. is falsely accusing Cuba of having more than 20,000 troops and intelligence agents in Venezuela. Nicosia said there are roughly 20,000 Cubans in Venezuela, but virtually all are medical workers, and they are some of the finest medical workers in the world. Nicosia said there are no troops. Cuba does not participate in military operations nor in security operations in Venezuela. Meanwhile, John Bolton basically stated that Trump is returning to the Monroe Doctrine and will be exerting its influence to stabilize Venezuela, basically demanding all foreign influence, including Russia, remove themselves from this hemisphere. And as a little reminder, the Monroe Doctrine goes back to 1823, before the Civil War. But that's basically, you know, we have simply declared this is our hemisphere. Oh, well, what are you doing in the other hemisphere? You're all over the Persian Gulf. Okay. Needless to say, studies by media observers are showing that the corporate media is totally on board. Totally on board. Yes, let's change the regime. Let's get that evil Maduro. He must be made to go. And meanwhile, Lavrov to Pompeo is saying that U.S. interference in Venezuela's affairs is a breach of international law. which is certainly true with that. But again, we don't care about international law. We have the Monroe Doctrine that says we can muck about in this hemisphere as much as we want. Supporters of Venezuelan President Maduro are participating in the annual International Workers' Day March in Caracas. People loyal to the opposition of Juan Guaido have joined a rally. Guaido had called for the largest protest in Venezuela's history, didn't quite get it. But Maduro, who's got the support of China and Russia, among others, is accusing Guaido of plotting to overthrow him with the help of Washington, D.C., which everybody's kind of figured it out already. Over at the Ron Paul Institute, Daniel McAdams has weighed on in saying that Guaido's coup is a farce. It's an absolute farce. Meanwhile, police in Washington, D.C. have set up barricades between the pro-Maduro activists who are inside Venezuela's embassy and the more recent arrivals who are protesting in favor of Guaido. Ron Paul is now warning that Guaido may now be worth more dead than alive to Washington's coup creators. He's failed to kickstart the military uprising yesterday. It was a major fizzle. And Russia today is reporting that his life may be in danger from his own CIA backers. The big danger is a hard war breaking out, a wide-ranging war, thousands of troops involved and dragging on for years, another Vietnam. Okay, let's see. We're going to take another phone call. Joe in Oklahoma. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Two things, Michael, quickly. You spoke about Trump and the Monroe Doctrine.
Yes.
Running everybody out of Venezuela. Well, you know, if he's going to go that far, why don't he start, before he gets down to Venezuela, why doesn't he start at Panama and run the Chinese out of there?
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
I mean, you know, why don't we take the things closest to us first? And then the second thing I'd like to comment on, and I haven't heard it said, but it maybe has been, that where people are getting slept up on this immigration deal, Pelosi and Schumer both give it away when they do not want the illegal immigrants in their cities, and they are trying to move everyone to the central United States where Trump did win.
Yes.
Where the Republican base is strong, and I'm not in support of them either. But what I'm saying is that is how they will defeat the Electoral College.
Oh, there's absolutely no question about that. We saw that in the midterms where the illegals were being flooded into California, which when I was growing up was traditionally a Republican stronghold. And they're basically funneling these illegal immigrants into these just slightly red districts in order to flip them just slightly blue. And a whole bunch of districts in California, Southern California especially, that's exactly what happened. And that's why California lost so many of their incumbent representatives in favor of some new Democratic first-termers. And that's exactly what they're doing. The Democrats want the illegal immigrant voters to be basically poured into conservative areas.
We can see that in our recent elections at the city levels in Tulsa and Oklahoma City. Republicans are not strong there anymore. Throughout the state of Oklahoma, Republicans are strong, but when you get to the metropolitan areas, they are waning fast. And the Republican leadership has dropped the ball at the state level. Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan are just as treasonous, in my opinion, as anybody that's held office in our federal government. They have sold us down the tubes. Thank you and good day.
All right, thank you. And we've got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go right back to the phones here to Al in New Jersey. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, yes, thank you. This is regarding the previous caller. Now, I just wonder, what is it with Americans wanting to seek the U.S. on other countries? You know, when the U.S. starts attacking Panama, they're going to attack innocent people, and the Panamanians have been the most loyal of all the allies of the U.S., and they're the ones that are going to be suffering. So please don't continue with that attitude, you know?
Well, I think you need to understand something. First of all, ordinary Americans do not support what the U.S.'s government is doing in any of these countries around there. My comment about maybe being a good idea to recapture control of the canal from China has to do with the fact of the U.S. government's current belligerence toward China and the fact that China could, in fact, start blocking U.S. shipping from using the canal, which that would definitely lead to a military confrontation.
You know, it's all interwoven, and the U.S. is very hypocritical because they're sanctioning China, and at the same time, they're importing goods from China. So which is it?
Well, again, this is the U.S. government. It's not the American people. And a lot of us are feeling very frustrated and helpless. We can't regain control of this country. You know, the government is making what I consider to be very, very poor choices.
Yeah.
Pardon me.
Well, I just want for people to know that if there's any bombs going to be dropped, the ones that are going to get the short end of the stick are the common people there.
It's always that way. It's always that way, whether it's Iraq or Syria or Afghanistan or Libya. Ordinary people, civilians are being killed. Up in Afghanistan, the U.S. is killing more civilians than the Taliban is.
And, you know, regarding Venezuela, we're looking at this situation down in South America, and we're very much afraid that the U.S. is going to start bombing and dropping Agent Orange now in South America.
Yeah.
Terrible.
That would be a bad thing.
Yeah.
That would be a very...
It would be our turn, right?
Well, there was a period, I think it was back in post-World War II, maybe. I'm going to have to go back and look at the history, where the U.S. government just started going around South America messing with all the countries. I mean, they overthrew Allende in 1973. They put in the dictator Pinochet.
And Cuba.
And that's where that whole image of the ugly American comes from.
Nicaragua.
Yeah, in Nicaragua. We may be seeing a revival of that whole mindset.
God help us.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Take care.
All right, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
And we're going to switch over to Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
First time I was in Venezuela was right around the Panamanian invasion, and they were having riots there then in Caracas, and they've been having riots for 30 years at least. I mean, you got to look at the very unstable country, considering all the oil wealth it has, and maybe that's part of why it's unstable, is because we want to keep it unstable.
That's definitely why it's unstable. The U.S. has been trying to get control of that, going all the way back to Hugo Chavez.
I call this guy. I call him Guano, as this guy they're trying to put it, because that's batshit, you know. So
yes.
He's batshit crazy, and I look at the guy. He gives me the creeps. Not that Maduro's any better. I mean, it goes back to Hugo Chavez. You know, I mean, he was tortured when he was a political, a newcomer. You know, the rich oligarchs that controlled Venezuela. They took him and they tortured him. Because he was like a peasant leader, you know, in a peasant revolution, the tribal people. And, you know, he came in, and, of course, when you've been tortured and imprisoned and your people have been abused, a lot of times you become very revolutionary, you know.
Yes.
I mean, people don't realize the animosity of the peasant class to the ruling class in Venezuela. It goes very deep. Those people were really abused, and it's really a very horrible situation. I hope there's a solution, and I hope that Trump he's playing some kind of game, but he's not going to go to like any kind of real militantism, because that would be a nightmare.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, and you've got Bolton and Pompeo on either side of him who are saying, "Yeah, go get him. We're going to bomb the heck out of him." And Trump is showing himself once again to be a very, very weak leader. He's just too easy to manipulate by the people around him. And so at this point, I would say I think it's a good bet that the carrier groups Eisenhower and Roosevelt are going to be off the coast of Venezuela probably by the first part of next week. We'll start seeing the bombs fall. All right, Joe, thanks an awful lot. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Was swept away. Did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go back to the phones here to Murr in Wisconsin. Aloha, Murr. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I just watched this. It's from 2009, Oliver Stone's documentary, South of the Border, about Chavez.
Yes.
And it was amazing what he did. It was amazing what he did. You know, took control of the oil. The economy doubled in 6 years. And
yes,
there were 70% less poor in less time than that. It was very, I hadn't watched it, and I was sort of like, you know. But I was talking to Patrick Slattery, and I thought, well, wait a minute, I haven't even watched this yet before I down-talk it, right?
Yes.
So it's very good. I don't know if you've seen it. You might want to put it up on your site. People really
I'm
ought to watch it.
I'm putting it up on the site right now.
It's very good. And like then, like I put in the email, it's the media. You know, it's
oh,
the media.
Oh, no question about that.
The fake news. I can't wait for Trump to say fake money. See what happens then.
Yeah.
All hell will break loose, I guess, but
I imagine so. Out. That's not gonna happen though. Trump is rapidly morphing into just another establishment front guy.
You know, it seems that way due to the media. You have to remember there's a lot going on behind the scenes. I mean, think about it. BB gave him gourds of wine. Now, how is that not an insult to someone who doesn't drink and his brother drank himself to death? I mean, there's so much subterfuge. And the things, like when he went to Warsaw, when they had the thing in Warsaw, Trump and all.
Yes.
He parked the GHW Bush warship, the largest warship in the world, off the coast of Israel. And just before that, he sent a listening ship, much like Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
But the only bit from Israel about that was, oh, yeah, you know, we're buddies, blah, blah, you know, basically. No. It was to prevent any false flags from going down in Warsaw or elsewhere. And it worked.
Or it may have just been, you know, goading each other, subtle insults back and forth, little messages.
Well, we have to remember, this man has been planning.
As far as Trump himself is concerned, we do have a window into the Trump administration we have not had previously, and that, of course, is his Twitter feed. Now, on the assumption that Trump's Twitter feed is not being actually generated by some staffer somewhere, we can get a picture of what Trump is thinking through that. And we can see that there is a gap between what he seems to be thinking and what he actually does. And getting on back down to Venezuela, my concern, of course, is that there are a lot of war hawks. They've been lusting after Venezuela's oil for a very long time. It's the largest known reserves on Earth. And it's not like we need the oil itself, but we are desperate to control what currency that oil is traded for. And that's been an issue with Venezuela all along, even going back to Hugo Chavez. Hugo Chavez was willing to sell that oil for any currency the buyer wanted to use. And that, of course, just undermined the whole Bretton Woods hegemonic domination of the world's economy. And that's really what all these wars are about. It isn't that the United States needs the oil. The United States has got plenty of oil. What the United States is desperate for is to keep foreign demand for U.S. dollars up. And the only way it can do that is to shackle natural resources like oil to those dollars. And more countries are breaking away from that. And that's why this country is in serious trouble right now.
Yeah, in that documentary, I believe it skips over Colombia because they've always been a real tool for the U.S. and continuing. And if you also look, Florida McKee, M-A-Q-U-I-S, has a YouTube channel, and a lot of his things get blocked often. But he's been covering this for a very long time. I was without interwebs since January till just recently. And, you know, last year I was really, you know, he was one of the only ones that was kind of really covering much about Venezuela and what was going on. And it turned out satellite photos, they would delete really quickly, at least for consumption of the public. You know, I'm sure they're stashed somewhere else. But one of the satellites following soldiers, and this is all over the globe, is Strava, S-T-R-A-V-A, and they follow the Fitbits. So it's kind of fun to see the heat map. You know, you see them in Antarctica where they're working out. You see them on the ships where they're zigzagging back and forth. And, you know, so you can kind of get an idea where things are. But like I said, then they delete it so we can't see it. So.
Yes.
But, yeah, watch that documentary, people, Mike's listeners.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. And, that whole thing about Fitbit, you didn't even need a satellite for that because Fitbit sends that information back, you know, over the Wi-Fi cell phone systems. And so you had exact GPS coordinates on all these military personnel. That, of course, was giving away a lot of tactical information to a potential enemy. So I'm not surprised that they basically shut that down. Okay, getting on back to Venezuela and corporate media and the propaganda. Yesterday, late in the day, there was a claim that was put on out saying that Maduro was ready to flee Venezuela, and he was talked out of it by Vladimir Putin. Moscow's come on out and say, no, it did not happen. It was just propaganda by the U.S. to try and demoralize Maduro's supporters by saying, he's bailing out. Stop fighting against Guaido. Maduro's he's ready to go. He's only staying because Putin made him do that. And Moscow saying, no, didn't happen. It's part of the information war. They were trying to demoralize the Venezuelan military. Apparently over at CNN, Jake Tapper has come under fire for claiming Venezuelan President Maduro is firing at his own citizens. And apparently he used a misleading tweet showing army defectors on the opposition side wielding guns. And here's where it gets really, really weird. This is coming out of Republican Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart, who basically on an interview with Fox News came on out and said Vladimir Putin has installed nuclear missiles in Venezuela. We're back to the Cuban Missile Crisis now. And Diaz-Balart told Fox News, if Maduro stays in power, it could be an open door for the Russians and the Chinese and for others to increase their activity against our national security interest, meaning our unbridled greed, as it were. So Tucker Carlson said, are you suggesting they're going to invade? And Diaz-Balart said, the closest we ever came to nuclear war was because the Russians put missiles in Cuba. And Carlson said, are you saying the Russians will put nuclear missiles in Venezuela? And Diaz-Balart said, what I'm suggesting is that they are already there. Of course, he didn't have any evidence to back up his claim. It's just more of the fear-mongering. Now, before the fateful date of January 22nd, which is when Guaido got up there and said, I'm it. Fewer than one in five Venezuelans had ever even heard of the guy. Only a few months ago, he was an obscure character in a politically marginal far-right group closely associated with gruesome acts of street violence. Even in his own party, Guaido had been a mid-level figure in the opposition-dominated National Assembly, which is now held under contempt, according to Venezuela's constitution. All it took was one phone call from U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, and Guaido was out there proclaiming himself as president of Venezuela. He's been anointed leader of his country by Washington, and this previously unknown political bottom dweller was vaulted into the international stage as the U.S. selected leader of the nation with the world's largest oil reserves. That's what this is all about. Controlling those reserves, controlling what currency they're sold for. Let's go back to the phones here. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
That's what it's about, Mike, recycling those petrodollars. That's what I was asking Saudi Arabia. That's like the whole thing with Iran also. It's all about the petrodollar, you know? That's all it's about, propping up a semi-dying system at this point. But, Mike,
yep.
That thing with did you know there was a couple of these small commanders in Venezuela that had their units go out, and the unit didn't even know what they were going out for, so they got set up to make it look like they were there to support Guaido, but they weren't, because they had, I saw interviews with them.
Yeah.
It was all a big propaganda show, like, you know, Maduro was ready to get on his plane. Yeah, okay.
They did the same thing in Turkey when they tried the coup d'etat against Erdogan. They claimed he was already on a plane out over the Atlantic. He'd left the country. There were these military units that were sent on out, didn't know what they were going to be doing. It's the same script all over again.
Yeah, and the whole thing with Guaido saying, you know, he was at the Air Force, but he wasn't in the base.
Nope.
You know, and all those pictures, I mean, it's all smoke and mirrors to try to get Guaido has no support, you know.
Nope.
I mean, Leopold Lopez was like basically, I'd say, the brains. Guaido is like the totem pole, like on top of the totem pole in terms of just image. But Lopez is the, you know, is a link, you know, that's more important. That's why he was the first to flee, you know.
Embassy. He's bugged out already.
But Mike, on like I said before, if Trump, I still don't think there's going to be no air attack. I would probably see maybe mercenary starting like some kind of a proxy war there, because if Trump does this, he ain't going to get reelected. Like it's over. Like I'm not going to vote for him now anyway. You know, because of all this crap going on.
Now, the only way I would ever vote for Trump in 2020 is if Hillary was the Democratic candidate.
But on that caller, you had a couple callers ago, he goes, you know, Trump, I want to ask you this, like, if Trump got, say, impeached over some crap, it would leave to Pence. If Pence disappears, you would have Nancy Pelosi. But what would change, people? The system is still the system. It doesn't matter who is in.
Yes.
It's the system that's the problem. You know, is Trump corrupt? I don't know. I don't know the guy. Is your system corrupt? Hell yes. You know, and the Mueller report and all that, who wrote, you know, you got to go, like, who wrote this? You know, who wrote them? All the intelligence agencies, the CIA, the NSA, the DIA, the FBI, the State Department, Justice Department, it's all corrupt. Loretta Lynch, Comey, this or that, on and on. So they can write any report they want and fill it with crap. It doesn't mean it's true or not true. You know what I mean? They can make up anything they want.
True.
Anything. So like I said, what's changed? Like, the system is still there. you know, I mean, presidents come and go. This rotted system remains. You know, and it's just, I know you get depressed. I mean, I get depressed because I'm like, how the hell do you, like you said, I know we got to wait till, like, it just disappears, because eventually it's just going to eat itself up.
Yes.
You know, like this show with Barr today, you know, which was a show. And by the way,
yes,
that, what's the woman in Hawaii? Hirono?
Tulsi.
No, the other one.
Macy Hirono.
Yeah. Did you see that with Barr? She's like, called Trump a grifter and a liar in the Oval Office. That's what she said. Like, I mean, it that's all a political show, you know,
yes,
like a bread and circuses type of thing. But, Mike, that's all I want to say. You know, have a
all
good
right,
show.
Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. And getting them back to the war zones. Over in Iraq, the United States has finally actually carried out a military operation using an F-35. So this F-35A has carried out a pair of airstrikes against targets inside northern Iraq. They're saying the strikes were against ISIS, claiming to have hit a tunnel network and a weapons cache. This is the first time the F-35A has been used in combat, and apparently they kept it well out of the way of any possible countermeasures. Because if one of those things gets shot down, it will be, shall we say, embarrassing. But the jets deployed into the region on April 15th, and officials are anticipating the first use of them. Now, the F-35 program has been wildly expensive, and the Pentagon is eager to start putting them into the field where it can sort of justify what they're doing and stop being an overpriced prototype and start being an overpriced weapon. So they finally got to use one. We'll see what happens with that here. Up in Idlib in Syria, a Saudi national that served as military commander of Hayat Tahrir al-Sham was reportedly assassinated in the Idlib province. According to pro-opposition activist Abu Yusuf al-Jazrawi, was assassinated this week. Unknown assailants opened fire on the commander inside the Idlib governorate town of Ma'arata. Now, Jazrawi was considered a security advisor to Hayat Tahrir al-Sham's leader, Abu Muhammad al-Jalani, before he was killed. Russian and Syrian air forces have launched the largest attack of the year as the what they hope to be the final Idlib offensive nears. And so they're up there in northwestern Syria, and they targeted dozens of towns and villages along the Hama-Idlib axis with a high concentration of strikes on the rebel stronghold of Kafir Nabuda. So they're really, really pouring it on. Here's an interesting story, and it sort of basically gives away what's going on. A senior Pentagon official has admitted U.S. forces will be in Syria for, quote, the long haul, end quote, and coupled his statement by declaring the territory contains a lot of the oil resources and arable land. Now, this is an uncharacteristically frank remark, and they were made this week by Michael Mulroy, who's the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for the Middle East, while addressing a conference at the D.C.-based Center for the New American Security. months after President Trump appeared to have caved into his advisors, reversing course earlier this year from his stated goal of a full and rapid U.S. troop exit from Syria. And that is the problem with Donald Trump. He's weak. He's easy to manipulate. He's susceptible to flattery. And these advisors, the same advisors who've gotten us into all these other horrible wars, they just work at him. They say, no, 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 we have to stay in Syria. Oh, yes, 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 we have to go into Venezuela. And Donald Trump says, I guess so. I guess we have to do that. I think a strong president could do a lot to repair this government, like John F. Kennedy did. Of course, look what happened to him. We have to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Coming from the top of the hour, we're talking about the war zones. Emphasis on the plural, all around the world. Fox News is showing, again, new clashes in Venezuela. And again, like yesterday, there just doesn't seem to be that big of a crowd out there to support Guaido. So, unfortunately, I do think there's going to be a military action in Venezuela. I know that Dustin does not agree with me, but time will solve that mystery, as they say. Okay, getting on over to Afghanistan. There appears to be some progress being made toward a conclusion. And there are negotiations going on with the Taliban in Qatar that have achieved an uncommon consistency. There's a bipartisan resolution matching the Taliban's proposed timeline has emerged in the U.S. Senate. The main voices opposing peace originate from within the Pentagon and the Afghan National Unity Government. Now, in a departure from their constitutionally mandated subordinate role, top generals are calling for yet another extension on murky grounds. So it's a complex mess. How does the United States get out of Afghanistan without making it look like we lost, which we did? How does the U.S. puppet government in Afghanistan stay in power against the Taliban that it originally deposed? Okay, I'm watching the video feed from Caracas, and looks like the tear gas is already out. Down in Gaza, they have a problem with their water supply. We were talking the other day about California, how their tap water is carcinogenic, radioactive. And one of the reasons Gaza throughout history has been such a popular place is that it had lots of natural water. And every army leaving or entering the Sinai Desert would stop in Gaza and, you know, have a cool drink, fill up the canteens and skins. But today, the water of Gaza is a toxic situation. And it's because of the repeated Israeli attacks, the sealing of its border by Israel and Egypt, and it's left the territory unable to process its water or waste. Every drop of water swallowed in Gaza returns to the environment in a degraded state. It's just going back into the soil, coming right out of the toilets, coming right out of the hospitals, just right back into the soil. Over at the University of Massachusetts in Amherst, there's a group of Jewish students asking a judge to order a panel discussion about Palestinian human rights off campus on the claim that it is anti-Semitic. Our judge heard the arguments, has not yet ruled. We'll take a break here for station identification. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
Center. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
This